Greetings, Saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We normally broadcast live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network, but this intro to this program isn't live. I'm pre-recording it to patch on to the rest of this powerful testimony my wife did tonight about something you should really hear about. Our mixer board messed up, and I got it back working, and so we were able to capture this great testimony. Today's date is December 28, 2018. So please now, folks, listen to her testimony and share it with others because it's powerful. On Thursday, this is from the Citizen Times. On Thursday, a group of local hemp advocates celebrated for an $867 billion farm bill authorized by President Donald Trump. The 2018 Farm Bill, a sweeping piece of legislation, bolstered farmers with the passage of the Hemp Farming Act of 2018. Bipartisan legislation delisting hemp as a controlled substance and allowing for the continued growth of North Carolina's hemp farming industry. Now, what that does, for a lot of people that don't know what hemp is, we're going to talk about that because this is really a boom for farmers. It's really just dramatically. Let me find this. Okay, here we go. First off, let's give let them know what hemp is. You know what the difference is between hemp and marijuana that you get high on?
Yeah, hemp has all the qualities to make things and medications and food and clothes and all that. And the marijuana, you actually just get, it's the THC that you get mental high off of, and so
right. Technically, in a sense,
technically the difference.
Yeah, and technically it's the same plant.
Yeah.
But here's the deal: one doesn't produce THC that
right.
gets you high, and the other one, what we just call hemp, what we're going to be talking about tonight, is just about hemp products. Now, predominantly, let's go with this: hemp. Industrial hemp was once a dominant crop on the American landscape. We'll go ahead and read this part. Right.
This hardy and renewable resource, one of the earliest domesticated plants known with roots dating back to the Neolithic age in China, was refined for various industrial applications, including paper, textiles, and cordage. Over time, the use of the industrial hemp has evolved into an eager greater variety of products, including health foods, organic body care, clothing, construction materials, biofuels, plastic composites, and more. According to one source, more than 25,000 products can be made from hemp. In the U.S., first hemp planting was in Jamestown, Virginia, where growing hemp was actually mandatory. From then on, hemp was used in everything from the 19th century clipper ship sails to the covers of pioneer wagons. The Declaration of Independence was drafted on hemp paper, and even the finest Bible paper today remains hemp-based.
Okay. Now, hemp, when they made the, look, America was there, they had a thing in the 30s, called marijuana, and it wasn't marijuana. Marijuana, it's really a weird thing. And it criminalized hemp. But prior to that, you know, hemp was, I mean, you know, hemp, everything was made out of it. You could even make, you know, like they make ethanol today, right? You know, gasoline and alcohol, and that's made from corn crops or whatever. Well, farmers, hemp is an easier thing to grow than corn is. And they can do the same thing. They can make biofuel with hemp. And it's dramatic what it can do. This is really, well, we're not, this is one of the biggest things that will happen to farmers if they just grasp onto it. And I believe that they will, because it's really it's a weed. It really is just a weed. You can go out and still see it growing wild in parts of Kansas and all over the place. It just comes up. Because it used to be grown on such a widespread thing. Things like rope and all kinds of things were made from it. Here we have a list of some products. We have hemp juice, which is it's obtained through, anyway, we have hemp juice, hemp milk, hemp protein, fiber reinforced plastic that can be made, that you can make, whatever you can make out of wood, you can make out of it. It replaces wood, asbestos, and all kinds of things. Hempcrete, which is a hemp. It's concrete. Yeah. You know, they use it in concrete, makes the concrete stronger. Okay, and oakum, I'm not sure what that one is. Okay, it's a, what's it say here?
A preparation of tarred fiber used to seal gaps, to seal, it's a sealant. And its main traditional applications were in shipbuilding, for chalking or packing joints of timber and wind and wooden vessels, for deck planking and iron for steel ships, and plumbing for sealing joints and cast iron pipe, and log cabins for chinking when he,
whatever it was,
he closed it.
Right. But so you have hemp fiber, hemp oil, and everything else. But what I'm going to talk about is the reason that it's so important to me, and folks, this is important, and like I say, it's going to be a boom for America. I think it's a good thing. And mind you, I even have an article, but I'm not going to read it, but it even talks about it. It says, can anyone grow hemp? No, you just can't run out and grow hemp. You have to be licensed to do it, which you get a license from the state, and the state, each state gets to end up, because this was done on a federal level. So it'll be up to each state to say, okay, we can use it here, but it's no longer a controlled substance. But here's the point. The reason they'll license it is to make sure they go out and test the plant every so often to make sure you're not growing the kind that can get you high. They test for the THC quality in it. Otherwise, that's really the only legal boundary that they're going to have on it. They're going to make sure that you're not growing marijuana in your backyard. So here's back to the point. But it is such a good thing. I want you to tell your story of CBD oil and how it happened, and take as much time as you need, because this is important. Because you've been suffering from fibromyalgia and other things, and I want you to tell your story.
I have several different health problems, but the main one that stands out with this is I have bad knees, and started with my left knee, and then because of the way I had to walk, it moved into my right knee. Well, both of my knees, back in March, I had been going every 6 months to get gel shots. I got steroid shots every 3 months and gel shots in my knees every 6 months so that I could even walk. Well, the last one that I went was back in before March, and I went to the doctor. I could barely walk. Well, once she shot those gel shots in my knees, I couldn't even move. I couldn't get off the table, and I sat there, and it was over 20 minutes, but then the office had to close. It was over past 5 o'clock, and they said I had to go. Well, I couldn't get off the table. I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Well, they got a wheelchair and put me in the wheelchair, wheeled me out to my truck, and thank the Lord I had an automatic, because I drove home, and I sat in the driveway crying because I couldn't get out of my truck, and my two oldest boys came out and carried me in the house. Well, I couldn't get around. I had to go along the walls and almost crawl to the restroom for a couple days, but that same week, my doctor scheduled me to see a surgeon to schedule my knee surgeries because we didn't think the shots were going to take. So she said, we just need to do the surgeries. And I was going to schedule both my knee surgeries 6 months apart, but I had to wait 6 weeks to get in to see the surgeon. Well, within that first week, somewhere out of the blue sky, thank you, Lord, Dad got a package, or Pastor Dan got a package in the mail from a research doctor in Israel that had been researching hemp for the last 50 years, and they came up, and it is the strongest one that I've found so far. It's 8 milligrams per dose, but it's the one that between the 6 weeks wait for me to go see the surgeon and actually going to see him, my knees, I could walk walked even without a limp. I just walked right I could walk. I had hardly any pain as long as I don't stay on my knees for more than a couple hours at a time. Stay off of concrete floors. My knees were, you know, I could walk. And the surgeon said, if that stuff did that in 6 weeks, we should give it a year, stay on it for a year, because I've got reports of it curing arthritis, and that's the problem with your knees. The arthritis is in your joints, and so if it will cure it, then you won't have to have the surgeries.
Okay. Let me say a couple things, and by the time I get done, it'll be break time. We'll come back and talk some more about this. So, folks, you know, see, here's somebody dear to me, you know, that the dearest person on the planet, except for Yeshua, for me, is been helped by this. And this is why it's my passion to talk about it today. But the about the package, yes, I will give that name. I'll find the name and put it on with the thing. I'm not advertising for that company because usually it came in a thing that, you know, people send me books and things all the time trying to promote their product. But they always put a read sheet, contact sheet in it, how to get a hold of them and that they want to be on radio or whatever. But there was none of that. It was like I had ordered a package with it in it.
Yeah, it had a book, a DVD explaining the product and a cream to rub on my knees, which is what I think helped the most. And then the CBD oil that you put either in a juice or under your tongue, 3 drops a day.
Yeah.
And when that ran out, I couldn't afford to replace that. So
don't go any further because will you save that back? I've got to talk about the break. Folks, we're getting ready to go on break. So I want you to consider what you're listening to. And remember today, we're not promoting marijuana so that you can go and get high. But we are talking about CBD. We're talking about hemp, a miraculous plant that could save you a lot of pain, and it sure saved my wife a lot of pain and some other things, if I can get her to talk about it when we come back. But, folks, we're going to go to a break. Check us out at prophecyhour.com. You can find out everything from about our ministry over there, ways to donate, ways to listen to radio programs, the breaking news, all these such things. And we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Pastor Dan will be right back.
As I try to figure out what this world is all about, I know one thing without a doubt, my Lord is in control. Perilous times I know are here, men's hearts failing because of fear. But here's one thing I know is clear, my Lord is in control. Keep my Savior close, and I won't need.
Folks, we're back. This is Pastor Dan and Linda Catlin, and you're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Still here with me?
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh, I guess I can see you. That's what I always say to my guests, you know, are you still here? Because I usually I can't see them, you know.
Well, and phones drop a lot nowadays.
I don't have no blinking light like Frank does that can tell me they're on or not. Because Frank, that's part of his job. He puts us all together, you know, and talks. But anyway, so we're back. And, folks, we've been talking about different things. One thing we've been talking about, which is predominant right now, is that hemp has just been okayed, and it's going to be a bumper crash crop. You see in all these stores everywhere, even that place where we rented movies over our anniversary, their top sign. Now, I didn't notice it when we was in there, but it says CBD oil here. So you've been talking about what it did for you and how we got this package miraculously. And, folks, if one of you out there know how I got this package, you know, if you sent it to me or ordered it for us or something, please let me know. I'd like to thank you for it. But going on from that, so pick up on your story here.
I forgot where I was at.
You forgot where you're in the radio house.
Smarty pants.
Yeah.
When that bottle ran out, anyway, because previously in the past before, I had it come on my Facebook page and I'd sent off for a free sample bottle. Well, I took that one for 2 weeks and noticed no difference whatsoever at all. This one that came in the mail, it said on there that if you don't notice a difference in what you're taking within the first 20 minutes, then it is just like the pharmaceutical companies. It's just out there to get your money. And if it's got no more than four ingredients, then it's out there to make your money. Don't buy it. And it's supposed to be green. However, the one that I just got is brownish looking in color, and it seems to be working just as good as the first one did, only it's only a 5-milligram one, and I'd like to get some more of that 8-milligram one if the Lord ever provides me a way to get that. But anyway, so back to the what Al said, I have several medical conditions, and I have major fibromyalgia along with neuropathy and arthritis and myofascial pain altogether. So for 10 years, they had me on Lyrica, and within the first 6 months of starting that medication, it did seem to work at first. They had me on the maximum dose. Well, I thought it was working. However, I had all kinds of complications and pain and all kinds of stuff all the time. I was gaining weight, couldn't lose weight, just all kinds of stuff was going on. So,
stop 1 second. Just for the record, stopping that medication, you took off, you lost a bunch of weight, didn't you?
Right. That's what I was getting into. And then Dan came across a report that there was a class action lawsuit for brain injury caused by that medication. Well, it just so happened that in 2005, I had MRIs done with and without dye, and my brain was completely normal. There wasn't anything that showed up. Well, in 2016, I had what we thought was a little stroke, but when they ran all the tests, they couldn't find anything. They finally, 3 o'clock in the morning, came in the room and told me and my husband that there was a aneurysm on my brain, a 6-millimeter aneurysm on my brain, and they couldn't operate because it was too big to do anything, so they were going to try and coil it.
Okay, stop a second, and I'll let you explain all that. I want to add to that. Okay, first off, so we are at the Mission Church working, part of her, you know, with a stroke, it affects different parts of your body, and her lip was starting to curl down on one side, you know, it wasn't curling down. It just
the whole left side of my face, yeah.
Right, it wasn't. This is my turn. Anyway, so her face wasn't working on that side, and she kept trying to hide it in her hand and cover it up. Well, I spotted it, this is how stubborn she is. She knew something was wrong, but, you know, I kept telling her, well, look, you need to go to the doctor. Right now, I said, if it was anybody else, I'd be calling an ambulance. And she would not allow me to take her to the doctor until she got everybody fed. And after she got everybody fed and got the kitchen cleaned up, and then she stubbornly let me take her to the hospital. Now, let me tell you what. It's very traumatic when they come in and tell you that your wife, your partner of all these years, has a brain aneurysm, which, folks, that means a broken blood vessel in the brain bleeding, and mostly you die from that.
Well, it's not broken. An aneurysm is like a balloon. It's blowed up, but it could burst, and if it does burst, it kills you instantly.
Okay.
So it's like a little balloon that was on the... They said it was at the base of my skull where it connects to my spine, and it was inoperable, and they had to have a specialist, and he was on vacation, and blah, 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 blah. Well, 2 weeks went by. I had a 5-pound weight limit and scared to death that it was going to bust, scared to move or whatever. And then finally, when I went in to get it coiled, I didn't even know they did anything. I'm like, are you sure there was even anything in there? Because it was just, I really never had any pain or anything. That what happened with that, they finally called it Bell's palsy because they couldn't find anything that caused it. They said it'd take 2 years for all the symptoms to go away. The whole left side of my face dropped down. I couldn't talk. I was stuttering. Within that 2 weeks waiting on the surgery, everything was back to normal. I had 3 miracles in 2 weeks. Lord allowed me to live, gave me back all my functions from whatever it was that happened, and coiled the aneurysm, so I'm still...
Right, and she came out of that. She said when we prayed on her going in, you know, she felt something change, and you know, that it is miraculous. She recovered, she did, there's no traces of it. The Bell's palsy, whatever, was caused from the brain aneurysm. Absolutely, that's what it was. A lot of people die from that. And the point is this was brought on by her fibromyalgia medication that she was taking. And we're not going to go deep into that, but... So whenever she missed a dosage of this medicine, you wouldn't believe how dog sick she was every day. Tell them about that and tell them what the CBD oil
makes you. It makes you have flu-like symptoms where you don't really throw up. You just, they call it the dry heave, where you just like you're going to throw up. You feel nauseated all the time, and you're cold, hot. It just makes you really miserable when you miss a dose. Well, after he found that report, I told my doctor I went off all this medication. That's what caused my aneurysm, and she still doesn't go along with that. But I know in my heart that's what caused it. So in March 17th to be exact, is the last day I took any of that medication. Okay, every day after that, up until I started taking the CBD oil, I was sick every day for 2 or 3 hours. When I get up, I was scared to go to bed at night because I knew when I woke up in the next day I was going to be sick. She gave me some kind of medicine they give chemotherapy patients, which only made it worse, so I didn't take that. And so there was really nothing that I could do. And then the CBD oil come along, and guess what? I am not sick every day anymore. That CBD oil took that completely away.
Okay. Now, listen, folks, let me address this a minute. Now, she said CBD oil, but what she put that's what she put. You took a couple of drops of that daily, but for your knee, you use a cream,
right?
Well, I'm just trying to explain
cream.
To them
right.
A pain cream. And so, you know, folks, while this stuff is pretty expensive for people like us, we can't hardly afford anything. Everything that we do goes into keeping the lights on and paying for the Wichita Mission Church. But the point is that with the way this new farm bill is and passed, people start growing this massively, the price is going to go down, you know.
Hopefully, because I've got 2 more days and I have no way to get anymore.
You have 2 more days and no way to get anymore. But now you can walk in someplace and buy some. But I'd like to get the stuff that you originally used.
Yeah, it's the strongest one that I found.
Right, right. And so that's, again, I'd like to talk to the person that's responsible for it getting sent to us. In the first place, just as a big thank you. I don't not want to pick on your hand.
And I have tried the capsules, which I have been on for 60 days, and I've got 3 more days of that. But it's $70 a month, which is not bad. It's a little over $1 a day when it gets the benefits that it gets. It's just when you're poor like me, it is a big deal. But anyway, I like the capsules the best because you just take it with your vitamins and it's over with. You don't even... mess
right.
with nothing.
Right. Yeah. You just you take a vitamin, and believe me. So you know, all that heavy duty medications out there, folks. I believe, and this is biblical. The Father gave us, I believe, a cure for every known thing that could ail us on this planet. Like I was looking at dandelions earlier about how dandelions will actually cure cancer. You know, it will cause cancer cells to commit suicide. The point is the Father puts everything here, I believe, that will cure anything You know, except for old age, you know, I'm a firm believer.
You cannot convince me of anything. I'm scared to death of medication now. I was on like 7 different medications, and now I'm just down to my blood pressure medication, which is a 10 milligram hydrochlorothiazide, which I'm fixing to try and quit taking that as long as my blood pressure.
Well, we're looking for an alternate.
Right.
You know, there's the point. I'm not advising anybody to quit taking their medication.
No, don't do that.
You need to find an alternate. And if you
without your doctor's approval, that is. I had my doctor help me take. I went off all that medication except for my blood pressure. She's wanting to wean me off that real slowly. So, but I had no blood pressure problems until the Lyrica. So I'm in firm belief that that's what caused that too.
Right. Right. Absolutely. I agree.
Okay, now moving right along here, let me see what time we got here. We get out of here. Okay, we got like 2 minutes before break. Okay, real quick, Mission Church, are we in need? Are we behind? What's going on?
Well, yeah, we're always in need. We always need everything you need. Just think what it takes to take care of your family, your small family, times that. We take care of 60 to 100 people every Tuesday and every Friday. And I say 100 because we feed sandwiches from 1 to 3 and people come and go. And then we feed dinner at 4:30 and we usually do anywhere from 40 to 50 plates. And I know we do 8 to 10 dozen egg sandwiches. So we feed at least 100 people every Tuesday and Friday.
Okay, but folks, really remember, pray about a donation for us because, you know, during December, because I'll just say it, because we don't participate in December 25th, Christmas, even though we were open. We don't participate in it, and so our donations drop through the floor. Pray about it. Remember, folks, there is only one God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repentant sins, and he rose after 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Remember, always, always, always be a blessing to others. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That's praying for Yeshua's return. Lord our God, Father, King Universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that, Father, you would bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and that they would be gracious to you, that you would be gracious to them and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
Shalom till next year.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.